Des. Hello. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Well, back here in the studio because we're going to speak to the Bishop of Derby now because he's honouring people who've made an outstanding contribution to the community with a new Bishop's Badge Scheme. Now, the Right Reverend Dr. Alistair Redfern will award the badges during a service at Derby Cathedral this Sunday, and community members have had to nominate recipients to receive a badge. So let's see. We're going to try and get that connection right through to the Bishop now and his office. I think he's in the House of Lords today, so
I'm
calling a Westminster number.
Communications office.
Hi, can I speak to the Bishop of Derby, please?
Hi, Tev. Yeah, hold on.
Appropriate music.
Yes.
When you
I'm not playing that. It's not coming from us.
When you expect to get through to the... Hello, is that the Bishop?
It is, yes.
Hello, Bishop Alistair. Thanks for joining us on the News Hour today on Premier. Much appreciated. This scheme, please tell us a little bit more about this badger scheme that you've introduced.
Well, when the Diocese of Derby began in 1927, the first bishop had a special badge made, a silver badge, for the first people he confirmed. And when I got to Derby some years ago, I found a copy of this, and I thought it'd be nice to reproduce it and give it as a badge to people who give selfless service to church and community and often are not recognised. The church produces an enormous number of volunteers to help society work and to give service, but we rarely say thank you. And this is a way of getting communities to nominate people so that we can say thank you publicly.
So just describe to us what the actual badge looks like.
It's a silver badge. It's probably about an inch and a half long, inch wide, and it's in a nice kind of diamond shape. And it's got a kind of etching on it of the Dawson crest. And people wear it. It's very distinctive. As I go around the churches, we've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now. It's great. It really stands out. And I think people are proud to wear it, partly because they've been recognised, and partly I want us to recognise and thank people to set an example to others about selfless service and generous giving.
And tell us what kind of... What are you recognising people for? What kind of work have people done? Just some examples.
Well, for instance, on this coming Sunday, we're giving the badge to people. We do it annually. And the great thing is you can't apply for the badge. You have to be nominated. So it's those who others appreciate who get nominated. And for instance, this year, I think the youngest person's about 16, and they've done some amazing work helping connect with other young people in rural areas to give them...